Harlequin best-selling author collection and Harper Audio present State Secrets by Linda Lael Miller, performed by Adam Werner.
Chapter 1. The tall man ran one hand through his dark hair and shifted uncomfortably in his seat. Despite the heavy woolen overcoat he wore, he was still cold. Swift indigo eyes scanned the first page of the dossier. "So what, Walt?" David Goddard bit out, frowning. "She's the president-elect's third cousin. Since when do third cousins qualify for Secret Service protection?" Walt Zygmunt made a contemptuous, impatient sound. Apparently, this assignment wasn't exactly dear to his crusty old heart. "It isn't protection, Goddard," he snarled. "Remember that. This is a surveillance project." David sat back in his chair, drawing his right ankle up to rest on his left knee. "Surveillance," he muttered. Suppressing an unprofessional urge to fling the file on Holly Llewellyn back into the mess that littered Walt's desk. "That isn't our..." "I know, Goddard," Walt interrupted, falling into his own chair and reaching into one ink-stained shirt pocket for a match to light the cigar stub that was always in his mouth. "I know. I tried to give this thing to the Bureau. I even tried the CIA. But they both threw it right back in my lap. Anything connected with the president or his family is our bailiwick, according to them." David breathed a swear word. He was tired, and he could still feel the bite of the crisp November wind outside. He wanted to get out of Washington and have Thanksgiving dinner in Arlington with his sister, Chris, and her family. He wanted to spoil her kids and lounge in front of her fireplace. "Okay, Walt. So Ms. Llewellyn is our problem. Why am I the lucky one?" Walt chortled. "Born under the right star, I guess. Come on, Goddard, how bad can it be? You spend a few weeks, maybe a few months in Spokane. You get the lady to like you, and you make damn sure she's really what she claims to be, and not a courier for that brother of hers." David had the beginnings of a headache. He opened the dossier again, skimming the rundown on Holly Llewellyn. 27 years old, blonde, blue-eyed, 5 feet 7 inches tall, a 123-pound pain. "What makes you think she's running secrets? It says here she writes cookbooks." "Middle Eastern cookbooks," David's supervisor imparted with dramatic import. David's mouth twisted into a wry grin. "That alone should convict her," he mocked. "Damn it, Goddard, keep your sparkling wit to yourself. Can't you see that we've got the makings of a scandal here that would make Watergate seem insignificant?" "A scandal? Yes. How would it look if the new president's cousin turned out to be a traitor? Isn't it bad enough that her brother sold out? She could be cut from the same cloth." David sighed. "That's unlikely, Walt. It says here that she's written a book about Scandinavian meatballs. Good God, maybe she's spying for the Swedes. Stow it, or the Danes. You've got to watch those Danes, crafty little devils, one and all. Goddard!" "She wrote Fun with Tacos, too, I see," David pressed on dryly. "Do you think she's working for the Mexicans? Holy guacamole, Batman! Do you suppose they're planning to rush up here and take back Texas?" Walt was leaning into the desk, his meaty hands braced against the edge, his cigar stub bobbing up and down in outrage. "I'm glad you think the situation is funny, Goddard, but it just so happens that the next president of the United States doesn't agree with you. This little lady happens to have a bona fide card-carrying traitor for a brother." David flipped through the rest of the dossier. Not so hastily this time. His headache was worse. "Craig Llewellyn," he muttered. "You remember him, don't you, Goddard?" Walt jibed, going to stand at the barred window of his dingy little office. "Remember?" David remembered, all right. How could he help it? Craig Llewellyn's defection had never made the national news by some miracle.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?